There is that which is able to create a supply for your every need, the Word of God, and the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, who helps us represent God's fullness on earth. In true intimacy, partnership, and fellowship with Him. Be a part of this and join us as the servant of God, Apostle Joshua Stellman, brings to you the Word of God with simplicity and power.
That God has given to us eternal life. That God has given us eternal life. Has given to us. And this life is in His Son. Is in His Son. And this life is in His Son. And this life is in His Son. He who was the Son has eternal life. He who was the Son has eternal life. I have the Son, so I have eternal life. We have the Son, so we have eternal life. Has eternal life. We have the Son, so we have eternal life. I have the Son, so I have eternal life. I have the Son, oh yes, and I have eternal life. I have the Son, I have the Son, I have the Son, prophesy, I have His life in me, His power lives in me. We have the Son, so we have eternal life. We have the Son. Just bless the name of the Lord for His manifold blessings in our midst. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. Bless His name. Bless His name. God is worthy of praise. Bless your holy name. I sing your praises forever, and I forget not your benefits. I bless your holy name. I sing your praises forever, and I forget not your benefits. I will never forget. I will not forget, Lord, your benefits. How can I forget?
I will not forget.
How can I forget?
Your benefits.
I will never forget. I will not forget, Lord,
your benefits.
I will not forget.
I will not forget.
Hallelujah. In 1 minute, I'd like you to say thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. Go ahead and bless Him. You must have a reason to give Him praise. You must have a reason because He is faithful. Lord, you have been faithful. The psalmist said, if the Lord had not been on my side, now may Israel sing. That if the Lord had not been by my side. Lord, we thank you for your deliverance, for your grace, for your faithfulness, for your mercies. Bless him for his faithfulness. Lord, we give you all the praise. Tonight we express our gratitude for your faithfulness, for your bountiful blessings, for the miracles, for the signs, for the wonders, for the power of your word. We give you praise. Come on, bless him in the spirit. We bless you. Holy, holy, blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Holy, holy, blessed is he who comes in the name of Hosanna, 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 yeah, Hosanna, Hosanna, yeah, who comes in the name of God? Hosanna, 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 yeah, blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Blessed is he who comes
in the name of our God. For thou art worthy, O God, to open the book and unlock the scroll, for thou wast slain, and with your blood you have purchased men out of every tribe and every tongue and every nation, and you have made us a people. We bless the one who was dead and now is alive and holds the keys. Lord, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Every time we appear before his presence, it is important that we cultivate the attitude of worship and of expressing our gratitude. Psalmist said, if the Lord has not been on our side, now may Israel say. Hallelujah. God has been faithful in the midst of all the chaos and the deaths and the lamentations around. He has preserved us. Believers must learn that it is an act of worship to give thanks. Bible says in Psalm 100, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Say, come before him with singing. Hallelujah. It's important that we open up our hearts and express our gratitude. Let me tell you something. Every time you cease to see the relevance of God in your life, all he does is to take a step out of your life, and you will see the chaos that your life will become without him. Hallelujah. I am ever conscious of his presence. I realize that he designed us to be inadequate without him. And forever, we are eternally grateful. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise. Please take on your Bibles. First and foremost, just walk to two or three people. Appreciate them. Walk up to two or three people. Just bless them. Give them a good hug. Hallelujah. Please be seated. God bless you. Father, we give you praise. Romans chapter 8. Tonight the Lord is going to be provoking us. Hallelujah. Bible says, provoke one another to godliness. God is going to be challenging us. Our goal in this place is to build us, to equip ourselves. Hallelujah. To prepare the army of the Lord, the generals who will take charge. We are raising a takeover generation. A generation of men and women who understand their King, understand His ways, and understand His power. Hallelujah. The Bible says, saviors shall come out of Zion, and that they shall judge the mount of Esau. God is depending on us and upon our generation. Bible says in Romans chapter 8 from verse 18, it says, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Verse 19 says, for the earnest expectation of creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Some version says that creation is waiting for the day and the time when God will reveal who His sons truly are. Hallelujah. Bible says, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. He said, now are we the sons, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be like. Hallelujah. And so tonight, God is going to challenge us. It is our desire that we come to a point where we truly understand God's ways and His life and His power and His grace. For it is out of the abundance of this revelation that we'll be able to rule and to reign. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8. Lord, let your word come with fire in our spirits. Let your word challenge us and equip us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8. Please bring out your Bibles, your writing materials. Verse 15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. It says, the Spirit Himself beareth witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. Verse 17. Let's read together. One, two, read. The A part is my point of emphasis tonight. It says, and if children, then heirs. It says, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Tonight I want to give us a revelation of what it means to be a joint heir with Christ. Hallelujah. For many believers, the concept of being one, the concept of our oneness with Christ. I hope you realize that the whole goal of eternal life and the coming of the Spirit in our life is first and foremost to bring us into oneness. Hallelujah. The church is called the bride of Christ. And according to the book of Genesis, when God was speaking, instituting marriage, He told Adam, He says, wherefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they two shall become what? One flesh. They two, coming from different locations, in this holy matrimony, they become one flesh. And now the Bible is saying that the Holy Spirit comes to live in us as a testimony that God has agreed to bring us into oneness. And the Bible says, if this statement is true, then it means, it tells us from verse 17, it says, and if children, in other words, if God didn't lie, if it is true that God is saying that He has brought us into oneness, then it means that we are heirs. Hallelujah. It says, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. I pray that your eyes will be open tonight to understand the power and the revelation behind not only being one with Christ, but being a joint heir with Christ. Hallelujah. The book of Esther, don't turn there. It's a prophetic book that reveals to us the power and the transition of the church of Christ. Coming into that point where we sit with the King. Hallelujah. The Bible makes us to understand that we were alienated from the commonwealth of Israel. This is the prophetic type of Esther, Hadassah. The Bible says she was cut off from the people. She was a slave girl in the countryside. Then the Bible says how that when King Ahasuerus banished Vashti as queen, the Bible says certain people were called. And Esther from nowhere came into a point where she was given the royal crown, the signet ring. Instantly she came into honor. And the Bible says that she was made to sit with the king. Hallelujah. And at that point, she had power and authority. You need to realize the implication of what it means to be a Christian. For many of us, being a Christian is just, I know that we have taught about vision and purpose and all of these things, but it is important for us to understand the supernatural dimension and the implication of being a Christian. Hallelujah. Being a Christian is not just one of the many religions we have on the earth. The implication of being a Christian is first and foremost that you have come into oneness. Say after me, oneness. Oneness. When you come into oneness, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 11, talking about Nimrod and the Tower of Babel, it says that God looked down and saw that the people, although there were many, he said the people is one. He didn't say are one. It may be grammatically wrong, but it's spiritually correct. He said the people, he saw that they were one. Hallelujah. Therein lies the revelation of the victory and the authority of the believer. That you realize that when you come into Christ, there is a literal translation. First and foremost, from the kingdom of darkness, the Bible says, into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And then he calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of adoption. The one who is able to call different sons. What does it mean to adopt? To adopt means to pick someone who was not originally yours by, hallelujah, and bring the person to a point where he becomes a literal benefactor of your benevolence or whatever you have, to a point that you can say this is an adopted child. You give the child the exact same benefit. The Bible calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of adoption. The one who is able to adopt the saint and bring him into that point where you are qualified by his grace and by the righteousness of Christ to be an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. Hallelujah. I've always given this example, but then let me use it again. Please, someone from come. Hallelujah. Now, all of you watch this. Assuming I own a company. Are you listening to me? I want to show you the revelation of oneness and what it means for us to come into oneness and to be joint heirs with Christ. Assuming I own a company, and let's assume that Tosin is a cleaner in that company. Are you following me now? Is a cleaner just sweeping everywhere. And I decide to get married to her. Watch this. The moment, are you listening to me? The exact moment the pronunciation is made by the pastor that I hereby declare you husband and wife. Listen, the implication is that in the realm of the spirit, God ceases to see two of us as two people. We become joined. Are you listening to me? In theology, we call it the doctrine of interpenetration. The mystery of two people, two separate entities becoming one. This is why the church is called the bride that comes into oneness with Christ. The church is the Eve of Adam. Are you listening to me? just like, follow me please. In the book of Genesis, the Bible makes us to understand that Adam came into the scene and Eve was there. Are you following me now? The goal, the authority, everything was vested upon Adam. But the Bible makes us to understand that when Satan wanted to get that authority from Adam, he came to Eve. Are you following me now? Eve was the pride and the glory of Adam, because she was cut out from him. Hallelujah. And the Bible makes us to understand in the New Testament that Christ has now become that second Adam. Are you listening to me? Now the Eve that belongs to that Adam is no longer a singular person. Is a body. The bride of Christ. We have now become the Eve of this second Adam. Are you following me now? So that we are supposed to be joined the exact same way Adam was joined to Eve. And so you see, Satan is using the same strategy in Genesis. Wanting to get Adam, he came through Eve. This is why Satan is haunting the church, who is the bride, the Eve of this Adam. Hallelujah. But then it is important for us to understand the implication of being the bride of Christ. Instantly, Tosin becomes a partaker of everything I own. She begins to bear my name. Are you following me now? Now, watch this. Whether you like her or not, it's not the issue. There is a present day reality. Are you listening to me? She can tell the driver, please take me somewhere. And the driver will say, you, Tosin. And somebody will say, stop calling her Tosin. She's no longer Tosin. Now, watch this. If Tosin does not know that revelation, and there is a bully who has been troubling her before the marriage, are you listening to me? The bully can look at her and say, if you like, become Oga's wife. That's your cup of tea. You are going to sweep this place. What happens? Although it is a present, I have never denied that she's my wife, but she will keep sweeping as though we are not married. Are you listening to me? She will keep sweeping and her words will not have power, because she has not understood the implication of being my wife. Are you following me now? If for some reason I get to find out, and she suddenly comes into that revelation, that come, I have the right and the power to sack you out of this company and to bring you. And if you reject and do not stand by my words, the one who made me his wife, it will now be his responsibility to prove whether he lied by telling me I'm his wife or not. So the defense is not your job. Are you listening to me? The defense for it has God designed a man to protect a woman. Is that correct? A man is supposed to defend. So if the woman speaks on behalf of the man, and anyone that contends with that statement, the man is supposed to come in. This is how God designed. And so if she talks to that man and says, do not harass me. Listen, the fact that I'm married to her does not change the bully automatically. He will keep being a bully. He will test her understanding of the implication of what it means to come into this new position. Now, she's used to sweeping. She's not used to somebody driving her in a Jeep. Are you listening to me? And calling her good morning, ma. So, sometimes her mindset can make her so humble. She'll say, let me just take this broom and help you. But whether or not she chooses that, that is not the present reality according to the agreement. Now, when she comes into an understanding, one day she will take the marriage certificate and come and summon all the workers and say, by the terms that are in this certificate that I'm showing you, it has been written here. Can you see my name signed here? Are you following me now? And the moment she's speaking, I will come and stand by her side and said, I hope you are hearing. From that moment, listen. From that moment, it has not only been that. Now, watch this. Two scenes here. Number one, it is true that I'm married to her, but she's still suffering. Are you following me now? She's still suffering. Does that change the fact that I'm faithful? Are you listening to me? Marriage is the best description of our oneness and the implication of what it means to be joint heirs. Joint heirs. Are you following me now? Now, the difference between a co-heir and a joint heir is this. Let me have another person. Yes, please. If the music director is my business associate, we are not joint heirs. Are you following me now? We are called co-heirs. Because if we need capital to start a project, hallelujah, assuming we need 1 million naira, I can bring 600,000 and he brings how much? 400,000. Are you following me now? Our profit is shared according to our contribution. Are you following me now? That means the day he decides to get angry, we're in trouble. Are you following me now? So, but in this case, she didn't do anything. She only told me yes. Are you following me now? And everything I have instantly belongs to her. There is a difference between being a joint heir and a co-heir. There are many believers that are trying to be co-heirs with God. The Bible never calls us co-heirs with Christ. Don't be so spiritual that you argue the reality of what is in the Word of God. It was inspired by the Spirit. A joint heir is number one. One who has come into oneness. Oneness with Christ. Oneness with Christ. That means you possess his life. The life of God is in you. Are you listening to me? You must understand the power and the implication of having what we call eternal life. Eternal life is not the life you will have when you get to heaven. No, that's not eternal life. Eternal life is God's life supplanting your biological life literally so that you begin to exist with another dimension of life. It's a supernatural life. Higher than all the limits in this realm. Either God is lying or you believe it. The implication of being one with Christ is first and foremost that we are partakers of his divine nature. Not partakers of his nature. There is a reason why the Bible says that nature is divine. Partakers of his divine nature. Hallelujah. That means we are connected. Watch this. We are connected. Every time Christ is honored, if it is true that we are one, the church must be honored. That's why every time you praise God, you also receive a portion of that blessing. Every time you truly praise and worship God and nothing happens to you, then it means God has lied. You see the power of praise and worship. Because whatever is happening to him must also happen to you. This is the implication of being one. The Israelites understood this. He said, touch them not, they are the apple of my eyes. Hallelujah. Do you realize the implication of being one with Christ? Watch this. I am one with Tosin. When we go to the market, we are going together. Are you listening to me? Every time anybody wants to speak evil against me, hallelujah, assuming I am somewhere and she's not there, if I hear you talking about her, what do you expect me to do? Just smile and say, wow, you are a very smart person. I live to promote her interest. In her own realm, whenever she hears you saying anything about me, because we are one, are you following me now? The concept of oneness does not mean you are in the same location necessarily. That you have been joined in life, in purpose, in vision. Are you listening to me? Her pain becomes my pain. Her joy becomes my joy. Her vision becomes my vision. Do you understand the implication of being a joint heir with Christ? Hallelujah. That means if Jesus is righteous, I am righteous. Oh yes. Whether I feel like it or not, either God is lying. It's a present day reality. Accept it. This is the truth in Christ. So every time I stand before principalities and powers, the first revelation in the realm of the Spirit is they want to find out whether you are in Christ or not. Outside of Christ, you do not have a platform to do anything. Are you listening to me? The basis for everything in the Spirit is that you are in Christ. In Christ. Outside of Christ, you do not have a say. You do not have a platform. So in Christ, when I speak to a sick body, and I command that cancer to leave. What they are saying, I'm speaking on behalf of the authority and the government of heaven. Are you listening to me? If the person does not get healed, are you listening to me? It's left for the one I'm representing to validate his reputation because it's at stake there. Are you listening to me? And so the Bible says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it says, I fear no evil. Why? For thou, who is the thou? Thou art with me. It says, if it is true that we are children, that we have been adopted, called out of every tribe and every tongue and every nation, then we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, partakers of his divine life. Partakers of his divine life. What is the life of God? What is it? What is the divine life of God? Let me tell you what the divine life of God is. The divine life of God is everything that makes him God. Everything. Every attribute that can be found, because Christ is the express image of God. So whatever, Christ came to give us a sample of everything that can be found in the Father. Hallelujah. And so Christ is the expression. The Bible calls him the express image of the Father. What does that mean? That means that if it is true that the life of God is in us, then Christ becomes our standard. That everything that flowed through Christ, his glory, his power, his grace, should find expression in us. Sons of adoption. So if I speak in the realm of the spirit and my words have no implication, then it means my oneness has a problem in the realm of the spirit. It means it has not been established and it has not been recognized. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now watch this. Before we got married, she had her ideologies and her limitations. Watch this. When we get married, and I'm the man and she's the woman, who submits to who? What does it mean to submit? To bring your strength and your value system and everything to conformity. Are you listening to me? That becomes the basis. Because although I am married to her, she can choose to take her mindset of being a sweeper. It doesn't change the fact that I'm her husband. But she's going to suffer the consequence. And by implication, it's going to affect me. Do you understand? So the Bible says, this is God's present day reality. Now come into alignment. That's what we call the renewing of the mind. Coming into alignment with God's perspective about you and God's reality about you. Let me tell you what God has to say about his bride. Hebrews chapter 2. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 5. Are you there? God's purpose. I want to show you what it means to be a joint heir with Christ. We are examining the implications of being joint heirs with Christ. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come of which we speak. Verse 6. But one in a certain place, talking about David, Psalms 8, testifying, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visitest him? 7. It says, thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor. And did set him over what? Read it. It's in your Bible. And you set him where? Is it in your Bible? Did he say the man grew there? He said God set him. That is an appointment. God set him and said, come, I set you over everything I have created. He said God set him over the works of his hand. God says the jurisdiction of your rulership is everything that came from my hand. So long as I am the one who created it, both in the realm of the spirit and in this realm, get what I'm preaching. Are you getting me tonight? You must get this as a revelation. So what did God create? Start naming them. One to go. Name them. You are laughing. What did God create? Because the Bible tells us that he put all of those things in subjection to man. The atmosphere, the animals, weather, territories, land, the resources in the deep. He said God has placed man. He brought all of these things in subjection to man. That is the reward you get for being the bride of the owner of the whole world. Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord's and its fullness thereof. Now you have become his bride. And he says, look, I put all things under your subjection. I put all things. You people name everything God created. You didn't name them all. Satan. Demons. The fallen angels. He said, I put them in subjection. Principalities. Spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. I put them in submission. Let's read on. Now watch this. It says, for in that he put all in subjection under him. He did what? He said he left. Come on, read it. It's in your Bible. That means God didn't make any mistake. That later you say, I forgot to put Satan under your feet. No. He said God was thorough. He made no mistake. He put all things. All things. God is not scratching his head saying, what kind of costly mistake did I make? The bride, the Eve of this second Adam. Do you realize that even when it comes to calling Jesus back to the earth, it is the spirit and the bride that says, come. The spirit alongside with the bride, call their husband and say, come. The spirit and the bride say, come. I give you the highest. Oh, I'm not ordinary. I'm not ordinary. I give you the loudest. I lift my holy hands.
I praise to the King.
I give you, help me.
I give you
the highest praise.
I give you,
Lord, we give you praise for what you have done for us.
Give you the highest.
Listen.
I give you.
Can I tell you something? Watch this. I need to deliver us from a Christianity that allows every and anything to happen around us. The Bible says, God has brought, I use this lady to give you something. That means, see, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart from out of thy mouth. He said, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. Hear this. He says, then you shall make your way. Who will make it? It's in your Bible. You shall make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success. So, your finances,
is under your control. Your health under your control. Your life under your control. Your longevity in life under your control. Your victory. He says, God put all things under subjection to the man he created. God made no mistake. So everything, listen. The Holy Ghost comes to live in you and directs you to champion the course of your destiny according to the knowledge that is gained from the Word of God. And then Jesus came. Watch this. Jesus came. Listen. Let me tell you the implication of the coming of Jesus. Do you realize that Jesus came and acted the part of the woman for you to watch? He came and became what he wants you to be. Walked upon the earth. Showed you victory over sickness. Victory over everything. Unconditional love. They wanted to throw him from a cliff. He walked through them. Died. Conquered death. They were looking for money. He was stranded. He said, go to the fish. I am convinced that the money came at the mouth the moment he spoke. He said, I am so powerful. I can use anything. Go to that fish. Bring out a coin. In John 21, listen, when he resurrected in John 21, the Bible says the disciples were struggling to catch fish. There was no fish. At his word, they caught fish and the net was about to sink. The Bible says Peter wore his clothes and ran, and he came and met Jesus already roasting fish. Where did he get his own from? He said to no angel. Listen, I will tell you why he said to no angel. Do you realize that Lucifer was a fallen angel? Do you realize that the angels of God are loyal? Satan, as a fallen angel, is claiming ownership. And God is saying, let me inform you, I did not give any angel, the earth. So any angelic being in heaven or in the earth that claims ownership of the earth is doing it illegally. He says, to no angel did he ever say that you'll be a partaker. He did not put the world under the subjection of any angel. The secret of victory in life is to accept by faith. Are you listening to me? That you are supernatural. Because you are the bride of Christ. You have come into oneness. We are partakers. I am a partaker. See, that's why my life will keep soaring from glory to glory. It's not because my name is Joshua Selman. I understand the implication of what it means to be one with Christ. Take me anywhere. I know the end. Glory. Glory. The glory of God. Hear me. So when you understand this, there is nothing in the kingdom called disadvantage. Cancel it out of your life quickly.
Yeah.
What then is the basis of saying you are disadvantaged? Are you listening to me? It doesn't matter what situation. You know you are victorious. Because you are the bride of Christ. When Jesus faced situations, he didn't cry and wail and do as if he didn't have anything to do about it. The Bible says even Jesus knew what to do. He knew what to do. Hallelujah. When they met him with a hard question, they said, this woman was caught in adultery. And Moses wrote in his law that if a woman be caught in adultery, she should be stoned. So what do you have to say? Suddenly, he tapped from the bank of the wisdom of the Spirit. And he simply answered them. He says, he who does not have sin among you should cast the first stone. The Bible says they were convicted from their heart and they threw back the stone from the oldest. It's beautiful that he started from the oldest. Because he was matured enough to have that common sense from the oldest down to the youngest. And he looked at the woman and said, "Woman, where are thine accusers?" He said, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." Do you believe that you are one with Christ? Do you believe it? The times that are coming will test that revelation. Hallelujah. Now, from the story I gave here, watch this. From the story I gave here, how did she demonstrate her oneness? How did she demonstrate her oneness? My wife in this example. Hallelujah. Number one, she came into terms with it. Is that correct? Number two, she began to announce it using the marriage certificate as the basis. Are you following me now? That when you come into that, the first revelation is to accept it. Accept that in Christ is your inheritance to live a prosperous life. Many of us do not believe that this is possible. Oh, not in Nigeria. Who told you? It's possible to live in divine health. It's not just possible. It's your heritage. It's not a product of fasting and prayer. It's God's present day gift for you as being His bride. The only limit you have in Christ is the limit that Jesus too has. His limit becomes your limit. That's the reason why, listen, watch this. Every time God speaks to you, He speaks to you from His realm of ability and reality. God can look at you and say, Moses, tell the people to move forward. Was God stupid? Was He not seeing the Red Sea? He said, Moses, tell them to move forward. You do not know the person you are in partnership with. Ask them to move forward. When Joshua was afraid, He said, Joshua, be strong. As I was with Moses, I am with you. Be strong and of good courage. Every time God is about to set you on assignment, He reminds you that you are not alone. This is the secret of great men. This is the secret of generals. They came to a point where they got a revelation. Every time I pray for the sick, the Lord taught me this. That's why many times I take a while before I start ministering. I'm coming into that alignment that I am not alone. I am not alone. So I sing songs that reminds me of His presence. Look at what God is doing in this ministry. Does it not tell you that these are not the works of a man? What kind of intelligence can make a young man or young people to do this? Doesn't it tell you that it looks like there is a bigger person? Yonggi Cho says, the Holy Spirit, my senior partner. And with the ministry and oneness with that senior partner, He produced the largest church in the world till date. An ordinary Korean that does not even understand English very well. So it's not about oratory that Americans teach how to do this. Seven steps to do this. Stories. If you are not in your oneness with Him, you will be shocked. Are you understanding this? Tonight I'm here to provoke you, and then we'll pray that you are one with Christ. So as you're writing your tests and writing your exams, you are one with Christ. You are one with Christ. You are one with Christ. That's why the sister could get her job out of over 500 or 200 people. See, when you see some people blessed for no reason, stop looking at them. Look at the person they are in unity with. See, listen, let me tell you the implication of coming into oneness with someone. When David became king in Israel, he said, is there any man in Saul's house that I may show him kindness? Who was brought? They brought a cripple called Mephibosheth. Hey. Mephibosheth sat at the royal table, although he was crippled, because he was called by the king. Mephibosheth was called and he was honored. The same food the king ate, he ate. Hallelujah. That's why you can see a man who does not speak good English, but God is still using him. You can see a man who is not fine, is not handsome. It doesn't matter. Demons still cry out because it's not about your looks. It's about your oneness. 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 In many African countries, they don't preach in English. They cast out devils in their local dialects. The devils have never argued that they don't understand the language. Never. I am one with Christ. His supernatural life lives in me. Are you following me now? So you are not weak. Many of you are waiting until the day you become a man or a woman of God. No. This revelation has an implication. There is nothing I will do in this life that I will not emerge at the top. It sounds like pride, but I'll be lying if I don't tell you this. It's not because of me. There is no project by the grace of God. All from the time he and I started, there is nothing we have laid our hands to do that we did not accomplish. Not because we are great men. Are you listening to me? Because we have a great husband. So you can walk in divine health. Why? I am one with him. His life lives in me. That no demon can come and disturb you. Listen, can I challenge you, friends? Get angry and solve this issue of demons once and for all in your life. Hear me. It was not designed to be a struggle. There's no demon that has threatened Jesus from his throne in heaven. Are you listening to me? When you are entering a car to travel, be conscious of the fact that he is with you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? There are deaths happening everywhere. I'm sure you have been getting reports of people dying and all of this. I feel very sad and grieved in my heart. And we pray that God will keep these people. But now that you are alive, do you believe your life is by chance? I'm challenging you tonight. Do you realize there is nothing called chance in the realm of the spirit? Everything happens as a result of cause and effect. You are not gathered today by chance. Are you listening to me? It is not by chance. Jesus did not become Lord of all by chance. You don't become healthy by chance. Are you listening to me? You don't become prosperous by chance. You don't become anointed by chance. It's by light. The illumination of the word of God engrafted in your spirit. You don't speak to Satan and say, Satan, leave. And then he leaves by chance. There is no chance about it. Am I convincing you? Get angry and believe this. So if you are to advance in your life, it's not going to be by chance. Satan is not invading this world by chance. Channel O is not taking over by chance. Are you listening to me? MTV is not moving by chance. What's the name of this Nigerian rapper? That's those guys that sing all kinds of songs. That you cannot even resist buying the album. They sing rubbish and nonsense. Is that called chance? Some of them slept in graves for days, received powers and anointings, came back, wrote nonsense on tapes, and there is a force moving men beyond their control. Come on, nothing happens in life by chance. Success is not by chance. Long life is not by chance. All the people in the early days of the Bible lived long, not by chance. And he slept with his fathers. And he lived a good old age and slept with his father. And he lived a good old age and slept with his father. we travel all the time. I have never feared death in my life. Are you listening to me? Why? We live in a hostile environment. We preach and we walk among people. All kinds of people. I've gone to Yola. I've gone to Maiduguri. I went to Maiduguri on road. I missed my flight. I went on road on a Friday. And we started the journey in the afternoon. You need the word of God to come alive in your spirit. I am convinced that no man can kill me until my assignment is over. This is a revelation I have given to myself. If it were death, I would have died since. Are you listening to me? You don't know the story of my life. If you know the story of my life, you will know that the word of God is not a mistake. I was diagnosed of fungal infection. My head was literally rotting. Are you listening to me? My mother is alive. I have classmates, you can ask them. There was no drug that was used on me. Everything, the doctors were tired. I moved from teaching hospital to teaching hospital. I've seen the power of God. If you live your life to chance, you will die a beggar in this life. There's no chance in this life. Everything happens as a definite operation of God's principles. I've been hit by a car. Are you listening to me? I've met with armed robbers on the road. I have met demons. What has happened again? All kinds of things. My eyes. I have been that demons have oppressed me. Oh, demons oppressed me for a long time in my life. And today we keep soaring as if Satan does not exist. We live and we move. We plan our activities with no room for Satan. You think it's Satan's will for you to be hearing this word and to be building yourself in grace? See, Paul said we make our boast in the Lord. The problem is there is no other way to communicate this without sounding like you are boasting. I'll never be poor in this life. Never. It's not a confession. It's a present. The same way I can never be a woman. That's the exact same way. I can never be a failure in this life. Please don't take it for pride. I am speaking on account of the revelation of my oneness with Christ. You don't need to travel to Dubai or Hawaii for greener pastures. That's nonsense. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down. He didn't mention the name of any country in this world. In green pastures. Green pastures is a spiritual location where the word of God gains consistent fruitfulness in your life. Aye. Whatsoever he doeth, prospers. Are you following me now? Jacob went to the house of Laban. Suddenly, Laban began to prosper. And this was his testimony. He said, I come to terms with the fact that I have been blessed for your sake. When the ark of the covenant was being restored, it was temporarily kept in Obed-Edom's house. And within that period, Obed-Edom flourished. Listen, kill all of the excuses and all of the things you are putting and take charge from tonight. Take charge, because the earth has been given unto you. Your finances will not grow a miracle and change one day. Your health will not change one day. Demons will not just come. Are you listening to me? Things will begin to change the day that you receive as an act of humility what Christ has done for you. Everywhere you take me, the grace of God will distinguish me. It's not because of me. Esther was scattered among many women, but something separated her. Are you listening to me? Do you believe what I'm teaching tonight? It must have an implication in your life. So you expect the blessings that come to your life on account of your oneness with Christ. Everywhere I go to becomes the Garden of Eden. Why the Garden of Eden? Because that was where God designed for man in the first place. And the Holy Spirit leads you. Your life becomes beauty and glory. Do you believe this? So it is within your power to change your finances. Are you hearing me? Don't say I'm young. Don't say I'm old. It's within your power to stop demons from oppressing your life. It's within your power to speak and expect a manifestation in your life. If I bless you, sir, honestly, with all humility, you are blessed. You will see it in your life. Hallelujah. So your life is supposed to have prophetic implication that anywhere you are, something is about to happen. Let me use the words of Paul Adefarasin. That everywhere you go, something is about to. Everywhere Jesus went to, you knew that, just give a little time, you will hear that something has happened there. He always, there was a prophetic implication. So anywhere God takes you, because you are one with Him, there should be a prophetic implication of your presence. He takes me into a wilderness. I turn that wilderness into a fruitful vine. And I turn that fruitful vine into a forest. Mission accomplished. He takes me to the valley of the shadow of death, where there are dry bones. I turn every dry bone into an exceeding great army. Mission accomplished. The Bible says that weak and beggarly men were brought to the cave of Adullam, where David was. And David turned those people into mighty warriors. To a point where David said, "Oh, that I would drink of the pool of Bethlehem." And the Bible says three of those men killed all the armies and went and fetched water and brought for David. He said the men were mighty. They fought with swords and their hands cleaved to the swords. It will not fall. Mastery. You can turn anybody. That's why I don't care who you are. When you sit under this anointing, there is transformation. Your life must change because of the prophetic implication of the presence of God. Great men and women like Catherine Kuhlman, William Branham, they understood their oneness, and the prophetic implication was across their communities. Hallelujah. And so you speak over your life and you declare. You may look ordinary, but not when you begin to speak. When you begin to speak and declare that I am blessed. Oh, I'm blessed in the city. Blessed in the country. I see no limits. The hand of God is upon me. I see no limitations in my life. The strength of God is at work in me. No weakness. The Bible says none was weak. None was feeble. All through their road in the wilderness, none was sick. None was feeble. Their clothes grew with them. Joint heirs. Joint heirs. Say after me, I'm an heir of God. And a joint heir with Christ. Say I'm a joint heir with Christ. I partake in royalty. I partake in dominion. I partake in prosperity. I partake in divine health. Yes. Yes, you must prophesy this. This must become your confession. On account of what Christ has done. Hallelujah. You must be open to prophecy and to visions. Why? The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And the Holy Spirit is the one who testifies about Jesus. And He lives in you. He is the spirit of prophecy quickened in your inner man. And so you can see. So you can hear. Don't say I can't hear the voice of God. My sheep hear my voice. You plot evil against me, you are only going to frustrate yourself. Because I will climb you and your plan and just walk. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. The testimony will keep being from glory to glory. From glory to glory. Oh yes. From glory to glory. You will never hear about a worse tomorrow. It's from glory to glory. Are you listening to me? That whatever challenge you face, in the midst of that challenge, you stamp it and you keep smiling as if you are not seeing anything. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe in His grace. I believe in who Jesus is. I believe in my oneness with Him. Hallelujah. A gentleman here, some groups of young men, I think they were in the occult or something. They used to come for koinonia right from when they were in that occultic thing. And so they came and they were confessing to me. Can I be honest with you? I wasn't even interested in what they were saying. I was going to have a meeting soon. It wasn't an issue. Whatever the plan is, the Bible says 1,000 shall fall by your side. 10,000. See, it's a different thing if I have not faced some of these things. And I'm talking. Then it's easy to say he's shouting. Let me tell you, there are few things you have faced in life that I have not faced. I tell you with all humility. If it's financial stress, we have faced it. Are you listening to me? I am not married, but we have enjoyed the burden of being real fathers. In terms of the financial implication on people, in terms of the psychological implication, I know that the word of God works. You must convince yourself and stop arguing it. There are many of you that it has not yet become a reality. It's easy to jump in church and to talk. That you tell yourself, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I am a partaker of His divine nature. If He is a king, then I am a king. There is no true king without authority. Hallelujah. And what you see the Lord doing in our midst is the awe-inspiring hand of God. His signature that truly shows that He is the husband of the bride. That's why we give Him all the glory. That's why there's no reason to brag and make noise. But I cannot but tell you, this is the truth. This is your heritage in Christ. That when you come into the revelation of your oneness with Christ, it doesn't matter whether you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You can change things. Stop saying things will change. Start changing them. One day, in the sweet by and by, things will be better. When? Our parents said this from the days of their youth. Oh, things will change, I know. Since when you were crawling, things will change. Things will change. Now you're almost getting married, things will change. And what your father didn't tell you, he's now telling you. He's saying, thank God you are now a man. You will change the things. Hallelujah. I find it very difficult teaching on things like this. Because the only way to teach about it it sounds like you are bragging about it. But there's no other way to express it in that truth. Are you listening to me? It's just like looking at your friends and saying, I am married. You know, sometimes you can feel, am I hurting them? But is it a lie? Or that they made your father a senator. And you say, my daddy just became a senator. Some things, as painful as it is to convey them, they are the truth. Jesus said, before your father Abraham, I am. It wasn't a lie. He said, I am the bread of life. I am the living water. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. How about Jesus? he would see people who were older than him, and he was saying, my little children. See, I hope you realize that everybody, the disciples that were older than Jesus, were older than him by more than 2 years. Because all his colleagues, 2 years and below, were killed when he was small. So Peter was married because Jesus healed his mother-in-law. So Peter, he was rebuking Satan out of Peter. And he called them little children. A man who was born in their presence. This is what pained the people. They said, is this not Joseph's son? Enough is enough, you this small boy. Just like they look at us and speak. And say, how can a small boy like you say you are prophesying to people? Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. I am what I am. Inasmuch as we try to be humble, he has anointed us. We cannot deny it. As much as we try, I am blessed. I am victorious. It's the truth from God's standpoint. We are a blessed people. Accept it. And give him glory for it. We are dressing nice. Let God be praised. Hallelujah. It is because of what Christ has done. I apologize if we sound proud. Are you listening to me? But I'm challenging you. It is what he gave us. He gave us. It's an inheritance in Christ. That's why the worshippers minister like angels. They minister with the revelation that they are one. That's why the media keep moving from glory to glory. It's not by chance. That's why the ushers keep moving back from grace to grace. See, listen, that's why we will keep getting sinners saved. Sinners will keep coming and they'll keep getting born again. No devil will stop them. Because it's the authority of Christ that is in motion. Are you listening to me? For 4 years, we kept meeting while on campus. Many people will come in the night. For 4 years, some of you never slept between Sunday and Monday. In the rain, in the sun. No chair, no seat, no balloon, no poster. How can you explain that? People criticize us of doing jazz. They criticize us of doing everything. They still say it till today, till tomorrow. People hear of the miracles and they talk. Did that leg really grow? Did that hand grow? Did the SS change? See, in Christ, you are a wonder. You are a sign. And a wonder. Are you listening to me? In Christ. When Janfa stands to prophesy, when Manasseh prophesies, he says, how are these people? These people have touched something. You have rubbed something on your... Rub what? Rub what? Hallelujah. Many of you are surprised to see how changed and transformed you are. You gave up on yourself, but see what God has done in your life today. It is a product. I'm challenging you. From tonight, realize that you are a partaker of his royalty. You are not weak. You are not beggarly. You have the power to bless. You have the power to call for things that be not as though they were. Create a future out of the word of God. Your words have prophetic implications. Speak as the bride of Christ that you are. Hallelujah. I say it with all humility. Ask all the leaders. From the time we started Koinonia, by the grace of God and to the glory of the Father above, we have never had a meeting. Ask them. Never had a meeting to discuss and say, where will we get the money for this week? No. Hallelujah. Where is it coming from? Have we ever come to rob your house? Did you ever see me with something on my face? And I say, man, I say, through the fence, this way. Every Thursday night. We are going to pray. Hallelujah. You are one with Christ. His ability flows through you. His wisdom flows through you. I can never meet a challenge in my life. Give me time, I will solve it. Give me time. I will disengage my wisdom and tap into a higher wisdom. Take me anywhere. It doesn't matter what the limitations are. There is an ability in me. I have knowledge. Epignosis is the knowledge of the Spirit beyond my age, beyond my level of experience, beyond my exposure. When I speak to you, I engage the ability of the Spirit. If I bless you, you are blessed. Hear me. It's not because my name is Joshua Selman. That is your heritage in Christ. That is your heritage in Christ. You can bless. You can speak. Prophesy. You're tired of sickness. Tell yourself, I refuse sickness. I refuse it. Stop giving excuses for it. Every time you have ideas and projects, nothing is coming in your head. Lay hands and say, I engage the ability of the Spirit bigger than my own. You are in class and a course is threatening you. Get angry. Many of you are afraid of your exams. There are sicknesses that come when you are about to write your exam. Many of you have already bought all the drugs. You have arranged them. Many of you are already worried now. Where will I get the money to buy provisions during exams? And you have started thinking, you have been typing text for 3 days, hiding it in your draft, about the kind of lie you will give your parents to send you money. You say, my father knows, I used this one last time. When will you change and believe the word of God? Let God be true, and let every man be a liar. Do you not believe that God can move men to bless you? Hallelujah. Your roommate is complaining every time. She has epilepsy. She has epilepsy. Every time you come, you lay your hands and say, how is your epilepsy? Don't just laugh about it. We are going to pray. I'm challenging you. God will never take responsibility for your future to the degree that you should take it. His responsibility is to watch over His word to perform it. Kenneth Hagin, please let me have someone come. Just say, sir. Kenneth Hagin, go and read his book, I Believe in Visions. This was his encounter. Jesus was speaking to him. Just stand there. Jesus was speaking to him. Are you listening to me? And suddenly, a demon came in between them. And the demon began to jump. And Jesus kept speaking. Can you imagine? How can a demon come to insult the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Jesus kept speaking, and he wasn't hearing Jesus because the demon was shouting and making noise. At a point, Kenneth E. Hagin, he was angry. He felt embarrassed. How can Jesus Christ, the one who died and rose again, he's speaking and a demon is jumping? And at a point, by divine illumination, Kenneth Hagin looked at the demon and said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And the demon disappeared and left. Hear what Jesus told him. He said, if you did not do anything about it, there is nothing I would have done. Oh God, when will you change my life? The day you accept the fact that you are one with Christ and begin to take your rightful place in Christ. Hallelujah. This is one of the blessings of prayer, because it offers you the opportunity to speak, to haggah, to declare. The Bible says, Job 22 verse 28, it says, and thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. It says, where the word of a king is, there is power. Words have prophetic implications. I don't waste my words, because I realize they carry power. Are you listening to me? True believers are not noisemakers. They understand the prophetic implication of their words. The Bible says, do not say before an angel, I made a mistake. Because their job is to accomplish the words that are spoken by the saints. We are going to pray and make some decrees over our lives. Are you listening to me? From today, realize that you are ruling and you are reigning with Christ. Say after me, I am royalty. I am one with Christ. My presence has prophetic implications. Yes. When you come into a room, your roommates should start dancing and rejoicing. There are some people you can do anything to be roommates with. You can pay for the room and say, come. Somehow you know that their presence carries prophetic implication. Look at how they sought after Jesus Christ. They just wanted his presence in a place. Because his presence carried prophetic implications. Every time I go to a house or I go everywhere, I am conscious of his presence. And so when I step in and sit down, I know that the King of Glory is sitting. As I speak, I am his ambassador. I am his bride. He is committed to back me up. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. It says, amplified. It says that God is alert and active, watching over his word to perform it. Hallelujah. There are implications of being a joint heir with Christ. That you have the righteousness of Christ. And you are the righteousness of Christ. Say after me, I am the righteousness of Christ. Above condemnation. Above guilt. Yes. This is God's present reality. Above guilt. Satan cannot look at Paul and say, Saul, you used to persecute the church. Paul was so free of guilt that he could say his testimony and go and sleep about it. He said, I, Paul, used to persecute the church. And he didn't feel bad about it. He went and slept. The greatest proof that you have conquered an issue is that you can talk about it freely. Are you listening to me? Divine health is your heritage. It's your heritage in Christ. I emphasize divine health from your mind, from your spirit. Are you listening to me? You have headache when you are writing exams. I heard someone gave a testimony some weeks ago that used to sleep in the exam hall. Many of you don't sleep. You have all kinds of pills in your house. You have to take 5 or 6. You are less than 25. You are already taking pills as if you are 70 years. While the Bible says the age, their age will be like the age of a tree. Hallelujah. I'm not against medication. Don't take me wrong. I'm only challenging you not to be complacent over things that are taking the place of the word of God in your life. Are you listening to me? You are doing your project and there's no idea. Your lecturer calls you dull. Say, Holy Spirit, I may be dull in myself, but let's work together and shock this man. Let him know there is a wisdom. He said, I will give you a wisdom and a mouthpiece that your enemies will not be able to resist nor gainsay. You are going for your defense, you are fidgeting. The Bible says when you stand before them, you shall not be afraid of what to say. For in that very same hour, it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father. Hallelujah. When you stretch your hands to bless a man, they look ordinary. You just ate eba with it, yes. But it has prophetic implications. That when you lay your hands upon this lady and say, sweetheart, you are blessed. Suddenly, the heavens, remember the meeting last week, the heavens begin to shift and to change. To accommodate what you have spoken. Hallelujah. There are things in our lives that we have left the responsibility for God. Every day I keep speaking. I say, I'm established as a man. I'm established. If you're waiting for your job to establish you, be sure you'll be established at age 50. I've said it here. Let me challenge the guys before we pray. How much is one block? Have you asked? How much is one block? How much? 200? 110 naira. How many of them do you, how much is the salary you will collect net? Aside from tithe and your parents and all that. The moment you get a job, the hands that are waiting to receive the salary will run you in deficit. Your father, your mother, all the people that you are going to bless. And those people, you will bless them legitimately. Hallelujah. Marriage right now is like a building project. You build foundation and then you breathe in. You rest. And then when these people that carry scaffold for building, there's something they say, oh, Jeve, hey. And then they say, oh yeah, let's go. And then they move. Except God helps you. Except you come into alignment. Do you realize the prophetic implication of creating your future by speaking? This is not about being a Pentecostal. This is God's weapon. Kings reign by their words. If it is true that you are a partaker of God's divine nature, then it is your job to begin to paint your destiny in the place of prayer. That's why, see, prayer is not just a ritual to feel spiritual and to fall. It is God's tool for spiritual architecture. You build your life. I don't just allow anything happen in my life and then you say whatever will be, will be. Let me tell you the truth, is what you don't want that will be. When you leave a farm without plowing it, something will grow. What's the name? What did you define weed in your primary science? Some of you jump class. What is it called? Unwanted plants. They are plants, but they are unwanted. So tonight I'm challenging you that you are a joint heir with Christ. You must tell yourself, I refuse to die until my assignment is over, and I will transit with dignity and honor. Satan will tell you, you are the one that has the big mouth to say this. Every time he tells you, remember the story. Where's Tosin? One more time, please come again. Remember the, all of you look at her, so that as you pray, our faith, every time Satan wants to speak, remember, the bully in my story is Satan. I'm speaking a parable now. You are not like the disciples of old. You are supposed to ask me to interpret. And then I'll say the bully is Satan. The husband is the husband man. Hallelujah. Although she has been married into royalty, her lack of knowledge or taking steps in that regard still crippled her. Do you know that every time we accuse God, God feels very bad on the throne because he ever remains faithful? Are you listening to me? You must rise up. The Bible says, arise. You must arise before you shine. Arise. Shake up the dust. Tell yourself, the Lord, according to Hebrews 2, has put all things. Where? Where? Where is Satan? Where is poverty? Where is sickness? Where is failure? You must believe it. Don't just say, Kai, this koinonia, we are behaving like children. You better take it seriously. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. Rise up on your feet. Come on, just pray in the spirit for a while. Pray in the spirit for a while. Walk around. Walk around. Come on. Walk around. Pray in the spirit. Charge up your spirit, man. Because we are about to prophesy. We are about to decree. We are about to establish. Come on, walk around. Walk around. Pray. All things. She has put all things in subjection. All things. Poverty. Failure. My prosperity is under my control. My destiny.
I am royalty.
Hallelujah. Listen. All of you listen, please. Let me teach you how to change things in life. Let me teach you how to change things. Many of you don't know how to change things in the spirit. Let me teach you. It's not just about blindly praying in tongues. Let me teach you something. Do you know what the Bible calls Yazar? The power of creative imagination. Are you listening to me? Every time you are praying in tongues, and you are praying to the end that you want to establish something in the spirit. Are you listening to me? As you are praying in tongues, employ the power of prophetic imagination. Put that limitation before your eyes. Are you listening to me? And pray squarely like a priest. If you are speaking against health or sickness, see it. See yourself rising in health. Are you listening to me? And then you will begin to be conformed to what you are seeing. If you are speaking about your finances, begin to see the new you walking in finances, in grace, in glory. Don't just pray blindly and allow your mind to roam around. Go ahead and pray in the spirit.
Come
on, pray. Pray in the spirit. Charge your spirit, man. Because we are about to prophesy. We are about to decree. We are about to establish. All things. Under his control. Hallelujah. Listen. One more time, let me read Hebrews chapter 2, verse 8. Thou hast put all things. Pick up your Bible because you are going to personalize it. I am in control. No matter how things get, I am in control. I am in control. Yes. 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 You are not out of control. Say, I'm in control. No matter how bad things are, I am in control. I'm in control. You're not still. Listen. Hold on. Hold on, please. I know we like saying God is in control. Hallelujah. That is right. But now, when you say I am in control, you are not replacing God. Are you listening to me? What you are saying is that, look, as a king, no matter what it is, it's not enough to make me stand up from my throne. I am in control. The whole earth is still in chaos. Jesus is still seated on the throne. Are you listening to me? We are going to read the A part of Hebrews chapter 2, verse 8. Hallelujah. We are going to read it up to the part that it says, He left nothing that is not put under Him. Everywhere there is Him, you are going to put your name. Not me. Me is not your name. Are you listening to me? Are you ready now? One, two, read verse 8. Thou hast put all things in subjection to Joshua Selman's feet. For in that you put all things under Joshua Selman, you left nothing that is not put under him. Listen. How many things are within your control? Listen. The word under your feet simply is a prophetic language. It was an ancient language that meant you are in control. How many things are you in control of? Your finances, your health. Now you are going to prophesy. Are you listening to me? Listen, you're going to prophesy in the name of the one that you are in oneness with. Begin to call forth your health, your finances, wisdom. Prophesy. I am in control. Over my finances. Come on, pray. Over my health. I make progress. I am in control in the name of Jesus. I am in control of my environment, of everything that happens around me. Hallelujah. I am in control. I refuse to be sick. I'm above sickness. I refuse poverty. I'm in control. In the name of Jesus. My presence carries a prophetic implication. Prophesy. I call for finances. In the name of Jesus, wisdom, the spirit of revelation, insight, power, advancement. From glory to glory, I am well favored. I am honored. Oh, hallelujah. I am the head, not the tail. Above, not beneath.
The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. I am not weak and beggarly. He has called me one with him, a partaker of his honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, many of you, on account of your oneness with Christ, you have suffered. Literally, why will you not be glorified on account of your oneness with Christ? Many of you, on account of your oneness, you have been criticized. On account of your oneness, you have experienced it. Why will you not be honored on account of your oneness?
We like suffering for Christ. We run away from being honored by Christ, for Christ, and with Christ. Hallelujah. Now, you're going to speak to things. Listen. You are not praying to God. Are you listening to me? You are wearing your kingly crown and you're going to begin to decree. The Bible says in Job 22:28, and thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established. Listen, he told Job, he said, Job, hast thou commanded thy mourning? Have you spoken to the atmosphere to respond according to the word of God? The Bible says, the Lord stands in the congregation of the mighty. And then he begins to speak from there. We are going to decree. Listen. You are going to give boundaries to everything called evil in your life. Are you listening to me? You are going to draw a line. The Bible says, oppression shall be far from thee. It is within your power to speak. Now is not the time to stare at your neighbor. Now is the time to speak. Tell yourself, death, you are under my feet. Failure, sickness. Prophesy for yourself, for your family, for your family. No death, no sickness. Prophesy. Your words have prophetic implication. Speak to the atmosphere. Impregnate the womb of the morning. Let the atmosphere be pregnant with the words that you speak. Your words have prophetic implications. Make sure you are praying. Hallelujah. Are you ready to speak over your exams? Now that you know who you are, are you ready to prophesy? Listen. Listen. You're going to call all your courses one by one. Are you listening to me? One by one. And declare. And say, open up unto me. Open up. Listen. You're going to receive wisdom, insight, favor. Come on, begin to pray. Prophesy. The time has come. Arise. The time has come. Prophesy. Prophesy. Call yourself the head, not the tail. Prophesy. You are above. You are above. You are above. Prophesy. No missing script. No missing script. Prophesy. No victimization. No victimization. Prophesy. Favor. Favor. In every cause. Favor. Favor for you. prophesy. Your words have prophetic implications. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord declared to us this year that is a season of great grace and glory. Listen. These are not imaginary spiritual things. I need you to know that we're not drinking tea when the word just came on our head. Are you listening to me? He said, that which I tell you in the secret, declare thou on the mountaintop. You are going to pray for yourself. This is not for your neighbor. Are you listening to me? Invoke it from the spirit. And say it's a season of great grace, glory, honor, a distinguishing. Come on, prophesy. Speaking, I step into unusual honor, unusual grace, unusual grace, unusual favor, unusual grace. Hey. Hallelujah. I expect favor. I expect glory. I expect grace. I expect it in my life. I look forward to it. Yes. I am like a well-watered garden. Christ lives in me. I have eternal life in my spirit. The blessing is upon me. It speaks everywhere I go. The blessing is upon me. The blessing is upon me. I am a carrier of the blessing. It is upon me. Hallelujah. The blessing is upon me. Creating the Garden of Eden. Everywhere I go. The blessing is upon me. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Say after me, the blessing is upon me. And the blessing speaks. Favor follows me everywhere I go. The grace of God is upon me. I enjoy unusual insight, uncommon grace, uncommon favor. I walk in glory. I grow from strength to strength, from grace to grace, from power to power, from wisdom to wisdom. I refuse to be sick. I refuse to be a failure. I am the head, not the tail. I am above, and I am in control. Shout hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. So throughout this week, I'd like you to walk with that mindset. You are in control. Stop looking weak and beggarly. Listen, it's not a guarantee for you to be proud and arrogant, and when you see other people, you begin to belittle and talk them. You are immature if you do that. You are not spiritual. Are you listening to me? Revelation is not a guarantee for you to talk down others. Are you listening to me? When you find someone who has not seen the light, you share in love. You don't try to show superiority. Any man that does that, you are being childish. It's a proof of spiritual childishness. Are you listening to me? One more time, say, I am in control. Lord, we give you praise. Oh, I take charge of my life. I take charge. Pako pariata. I take charge. Hallelujah. We're out of time. If tonight is your first time worshiping with us, very quickly, inside and outside, I'd like you to quickly run out. Please appreciate them as they come. Inside and outside, if this is your first time, please keep clapping. They are coming. Thank you very much for coming. Inside and outside, we have a blessing for you. Inside and outside, keep clapping. They are coming. This is your first time of worshiping with us. At Koinonia, God is faithful. Oh, hallelujah. Keep clapping. They are coming. The Spirit of God brought them by Himself. Keep clapping. We love you. Thank you for coming. You could have been anywhere else. Thank you for coming. Keep appreciating them. They are coming. They came by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for making our time to worship with us. This is Koinonia. How many of you were blessed tonight? Praise God. It's our desire that you take charge and that you begin to walk in royalty. Hallelujah. It's your heritage in Christ. He brought you into that position and put all things under your feet. We want to pray and prophesy to you. Hallelujah. These are not empty words. We are speaking out of revelation. And we are going to call for the blessing of the Lord upon you. Saints of God, stretch your hands and pray for them. We command a blessing upon you. In the name of Jesus, you will know that you have met a people of revelation tonight. We call for the heavens to bless you. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed in your going out and your coming in. We prophesy and we speak to the heavens on your behalf. You're walking in power. You're walking in favor. You're walking in grace. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for coming. In 1 minute, I'd like you to just walk down the aisle and you meet the ushers. They welcome you and just have your information. Appreciate them, please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, very quickly, let's take the following announcements.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, call 081-38-32-54. 0863 or 0833508735 or 0034003936. You can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Parenting Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Parenting Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.